It's 3:25 in the morning in Dhaka. It's raining, obviously. Behind us, workers are still working, garment workers. They're going into their 20th hour of work. We've seen this in a drive around Dhaka. We've seen this in maybe a dozen factories tonight. These workers will work until 5 or 6 in the morning. Maybe they'll get an hour of sleep, and then they'll start another shift, which will be 14, 15, or 18, or 19, or 20 hours. It's hard to imagine that in the United States, it's August. People are on vacations. It's August in Bangladesh, and these workers are working 20 hours a day making our clothing.
Do we ever stop to think who makes the products we buy? Do we ever stop to imagine the human face behind the label? All across the developing world, the workers who make our products are young people. 80% of them are women 16 to 25 years old, who are locked in factories and forced to work under harsh sweatshop conditions. There are 1.8 million garment workers in Bangladesh, in 3,600 factories, sewing over 900 million garments a year for export to the U.S. All the giant U.S. retailers produce there. This is the human face behind the global economy, which the companies do not want us to see. Each day, the workers walk to work, at least an hour round trip, because they cannot afford the 10 to 15 cents it would cost to take a bicycle rickshaw. Each morning, there are tens of thousands of women streaming down the streets on their way to work. And again at night, in the pitch darkness, when they're let out at 10 or 11 p.m. The standard shift in these factories is from 8 a.m. until 10 or 11 p.m., 14 or 15 hours a day, 7 days a week. All overtime is mandatory. On average, the women receive just 2 days off a month. When there is a rush to complete orders before a shipment must leave for the United States, there are grueling, forced, all-night, 19 to 20-hour shifts from 8 a.m. straight through until 3 or 4 the next morning. At the end of the shift, the workers curl up on the factory floor next to their sewing machines and sleep for 3 or 4 hours before their next shift begins at 8 a.m. It's not uncommon to be forced to work such all-night shifts 2 or even 3 times a week. The workers can be at the factory up to 107 hours a week. The women are exhausted and sick. Their families are collapsing and their children are left alone since they're never home. No one worker sews an entire garment. Everyone is a specialist. The garment flows down an assembly line, and the worker repeats the same operation hour after hour, day after day. The factory assigns a daily production goal which the worker has to meet. For example, a worker will be given 8 seconds to sew a button on a shirt. That's 7.5 buttons a minute, 450 buttons an hour, 4,500 buttons a day. For more complex operations, like sewing a pocket, the worker might be given 1 minute to complete each operation, or 60 an hour. The pace is relentless. The supervisors, mostly men, patrol the assembly lines, constantly pressuring the women to work faster. The women report being cursed and shouted at, and even being slapped, punched, and hit for working too slowly or making even the smallest perceived error. The sewing operators are paid 11 to 17 cents an hour, as little as $5.28 a week. The helpers, the young girls who clean the garments by cutting off the loose threads, earn less than 8 cents an hour, as little as $3.84 a week. These are starvation wages which trap the workers and their families in misery. In fact, in the developing world, the corporations have almost wiped out the cost of labor. The women are forced to work 5 or 6 hours overtime a night, but often the companies only pay them for 2 hours. When the workers ask for the wages they are owed, they are attacked, beaten, even imprisoned. The factories are hot. In the summer, temperatures can soar to over 100 degrees. The workers say that their clothing is often soaked with their sweat. The air is heavy with dust from the cut cloth, which the workers are constantly breathing in. The workers are not allowed to talk. They must ask permission to use the bathroom and are limited to 2 visits a day. And the bathrooms are filthy. The drinking water is dirty, and the women often suffer from diarrhea and dysentery. The women are cheated of their legal maternity benefits. There are no sick days, no health insurance, no pensions. When the women reach 30 or 35 years of age, they are fired. The factory managers feel they're worn out and want to replace them with another crop of young girls. Since there's no proper place to eat, the workers have to take their lunch sitting on the roof, exposed to the burning sun or to the rain. The workers have no rights. If they are even seen meeting with union leaders, they are fired. If management discovers that the workers are trying to organize a union, they will be beaten, fired, and often imprisoned on trumped-up charges.